This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
I see this whole Andrew Schultz thing going viral again. All these Kendrick Lamar foolish followers would fall for anything, would just fall for destruction, and would try to make you feel these same type of ways. I don't understand how some black people would sit here and say they can joke and say anything about anybody, but going to try to destroy someone when they make a joke about you.
Don't let no white comedian talk about no black woman as law.
I didn't even care that he said this shit about, like, me not saying jokes. Like, that to me is like a million people who said not say jokes. The next line where he goes, and to the N-words, the coon, and the N-words being groomed, slide on both of them.
That's because, I mean...
Hold on, ain't no explaining here.
If you're an enemy, you're an enemy.
If you say, my friends, everything after that is fine. You took it there. Boom, bop, bing, bop, boom, bop, bam.
No one is off limits in comedy, so I don't understand this whole look. Not alone that, they're trying to shame Shannon Sharp for having Andrew Schultz on his show because of some bars that Kendrick Lamar said that don't even make sense. Like, you keep trying to say Kendrick Lamar is for the people. Kendrick Lamar is some conscious rapper. But when you listen to what he's saying, it don't make sense. Andrew Schultz got a point. When he said he telling his fans to slide on him, kill him and his friends for supposedly disrespecting black women, for making a joke, which everyone knew was a joke, but you're going to take it to this extent.
Now, to me, the word slide has implications of violence.
Yes.
So if you're calling violence on my friends,
right,
you're going to probably hear something back from me.
Right.
That's just, you know, I care deeply about these
right.
people. And, you know, you're the biggest rapper in the world. And, you know, you never know what your fans right. might do. So
he's leading people down destruction. But you are trying to hold him up like he's something that he's not. Listen to the lyrics. He's talking about fighting. He's talking about killing. He's talking about pedos. He's doing the most. He's uplifting gang culture. He got women at the Super Bowl crip walking. Continue to push a culture that murders so many people that are of color. Continuing to push it. Continuing to make kids think it's cool. But he's for the people, you say. On the biggest stage in America, he's pushing this type of culture. He's saying he don't like the type of women that Drake date. But then he got two women that Drake was dealing with in the show. None of it makes sense. But people keep making excuses for this guy, and it's obviously, it's so forced, it's so pushed. It's something behind all of this. And they continue to push people that's not good for the culture. He ain't helping nobody. He, like, y'all got to really take this whole conscious rapper away from this guy. Because what he's doing, what he's been saying, what he's been pushing is not conscious. It's not him thinking about the people. It's all about him thinking about himself. It's like, I really feel like I'm the only one keeping it real here. Like, this dude can throw shots, but no one can't say nothing to him. What type of mindset is that? I don't understand that mindset. It's like, you think you're better than everyone else or something? You really think you are God, huh? With the Jesus crown, like, these people making them feel that way. Like, I don't get it, man. I enjoy comedy. I enjoy laughing at everything. At everything. People can have jokes about Asian people, Asian women, black men, white people, Jews. It don't matter to me. If it's a joke, it's a joke. Like, I don't understand how some people feel like you can say a joke about everybody, but no one can joke about you. What kind of sense does that make? The Honest Point Podcast. More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.